Blog Talk Radio.
Sure. we breathe.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Just stay in an attitude of worship. You can stand or be seated, whatever's comfortable. Just find Jesus tonight. Don't leave here without Him. thoughts are your own. I love serving you and praising you and worshiping your name. I love exalting you over this earth, declaring you among the nations. You are holy. I love bringing your breath down as I pleasure you. You're so very good to me, because of Calvary. Hallelujah. I believe the King has come to be with us tonight. I hope you're honoring him in this place. He is the honored guest. We must honor the presence of the Holy Spirit, our very best friend in the whole world. Hallelujah. You can be seated again if you'd like. So, anticipating what God is going to do next on the earth, I think something really special is coming, like you've never seen before. You know, he says the latter glory will be greater than the former glory. And back in America, 100 years ago, they had what they called the Azusa Street Revival. You heard about that? Just a fresh introduction of the Holy Spirit throughout our country. And it spread around our nation in different cities. And amazing things happened during those revival years. Amazing miracles. And God goes, that pales in comparison to what I'm going to do in these last days. Something wonderful is coming, friends. I hope you're ready. I hope you're ready. Hallelujah. This is one of my very favorite songs to play. I didn't write this. I just think it's one of the most beautiful worship songs and healing songs. And I usually play this just for me, and you can listen if you'd like. But I'm going to play it just because I love to minister to God with this.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. That is the word of God. Let everything that hath breath praise ye, the Lord. Father, we thank you and praise you, O God, for this day. We exalt you and we magnify your name. We ask you, O God, to do for us what no one else can do, Lord God. We ask for your peace today, for your mercy and your grace to rest upon this here church line. Lord, rest in our hearts, in our minds, in our spirits. Oh, Father, we just honor you right now. Glorious Spirit, we welcome you now. We ask you to take up your rightful position in this service, in this ministry. We ask, Father God, that you would shower us down with your glory today. Lord, we have placed the blood on the breastplate of our hearts today to protect us from all the assignments of the enemy, all of his agents that are set out to stop us, to hinder us. Oh, God, to stop us from doing what you call us to do, to stop us from getting the blessings that you have prepared for us. We have placed the blood, oh, God, so that all will come true to us. Father, we ask you today that you would touch this man of God, this woman of God, and as they bring forth this word today, we don't know what the topic is yet, but what they bring forth today, let it be, oh, God, pleasing to you first, and then to us, your children. Lord, let the word go to the north, the south, the east, and the west, and accomplish the intent. And Father, we'll be so careful to give you all the glory as you anoint them with fresh oil from heaven to declare your truths today in Jesus' name. Come on in, Bishop and Apostle, come on in. Come on in. Come on in. Hello, come on in.
Good morning, good day to everyone. Glory be to his holy name. To God be all the honor, glory, and praise.
Your phone sound like it's far away. Your phone sound like it's far away. Get closer to the phone.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you a little better. Hello? Still sounds low. Okay. Yeah, I hear you now, but it seems still sound low.
It's right in front of me, Pastor.
Let's see if it's high enough.
I don't know. It's right in front of me.
Okay. There you go.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, yeah, check. Yeah, I hear you now. Check your volume, though. Check your volume.
Yes, Pastor, right. Just lifted it up as high as it would go. You know, I was on the phone.
You're coming in a little better. Coming in a little better now.
Okay.
You're coming in a little much better now. Much better now.
Okay. As I said, glory be to his Father. Oh, thank you, Heavenly Father,
yes,
for allowing us to be in the land of the living today and to honor and praise you as we should in each and every day. Father, we come to you humbly, humble service on this day. Give us the words that you want us to say. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you for this brand new day. No matter what the weather might be, wherever you are, wherever we are, no matter what the weather might be, the temperature, hot, cold, whatever, we're still in the land of the living. We praise the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Today we're going to be coming to you from Psalm 18. Is that what you said, Apostle?
Psalm 18, yeah.
Okay, Psalm 18.
Thank you, God.
Wait, he probably can't hear you then, because you're further away than I am.
Psalm 18. Psalm 18, that's where we are today. We are still on the subject of worshiping and praising God, because God is seeking those that will worship him. And surely we must worship God. We must give God all of the praise and the thanksgiving that he deserves. Greetings, everyone. Glory to God. We are here to praise and to worship our God. Amen. There are many subjects we can talk about in the Bible, but this is one that the church in many ways have seemed to have lost the pure, valued worship. It's very valuable to worship God, very valuable to worship God from a pure heart, glory to God, and give him all we got. Give him all we got. It's very, very necessary. It's needed because it's what he seeks. It's what he thrives on. Yesterday, my sister gave a scripture as she was expounding on the psalm about praise and worship. And I believe it was Psalm 33 or somewhere between Psalm 30. Yes, Psalm 33. And also we were also there in Psalm on yesterday. We were in Psalm 95. David was one who was a man after God's own heart. And this is what we have to go after. We have to pursue God. We must pursue God. And she said in her teaching, in her praise, it was in her praise from her heart. And when she said it, she really meant it, that she loves the Lord, and there's something that she does every day is to worship God. But the scripture she mentioned was, the Lord inhabits the praises of his people. Amen. And this is what we have to do. Make sure that we give him that honor and that praise in everything we do. Everything we do. It's not just about how well we can speak in tongues. It's not just about how many times we're there for the pastor, how much work we do in church. It's not about that, how well we preach, how well we teach. It's not about that either. It's good. It's good to be able to teach well and to preach well and all of that. It's good to do work in the church. It's very good. But the thing about it is that God wants us to worship him in everything. You know, we can fall out in church. We can jump up and down and hoop and holler in church. And then when we get outside, we cuss somebody out in the parking lot. This is not real. It's a masquerade. Much of what goes on in the church is simply a masquerade. We're masquerading holiness. That's not what it's about. We got this mask on, and it's not of God. It's not of God. It looks like it's of Jesus. People will look at people hooping and hollering and jumping up and down, and the pastor hooping and hollering on the pulpit, and think that the fire of the Lord is there. But if the heart is not there, if the heart is not filled with worship for the Lord, if the heart is not filled with love for the Lord, then it's really not real. It's not real. So we can do all these things well, but how well are we doing where the Lord is concerned? What are we doing for really doing for God? What are we really doing? Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. So let's go to Psalm 18. And once again, thank you all. We honor you all of the people of God. We honor you. Glory be to God, because we must give honor where honor is due. And there are some honorable ones that come to this line, especially our apostle David Callender, who gives us all the opportunity through the sacrifices that he makes for the kingdom to come here on Block Talk Radio. We are a family here. We are a family here, and we love each other. We really love each other. And that's so very important. And we have some that we know is really our brother, really our sisters. Glory be to God. Because, again, that could be not real either. Just because everybody say you're my brother, that doesn't mean that they really mean it. Because they say you're my sister and I love you, it doesn't mean that they really mean it. Just like when they say they love Jesus and they want to do everything for God, it doesn't mean that they really mean it. You know, because as I said, it's like carnival time in church. People are masquerading, walking around with a mask on their face, looking like they want to be like Jesus and they want to do what Jesus do, but it's not so. but not all churches. We didn't come to bash anybody. We didn't come to insult anybody. But we just know, because we've been in many churches, and we just know that this is what goes on. And that's why we haven't really experienced any real revival yet, because we have not really been revived. Glory be to God. We have not been revived in terms of holiness. Glory be to God. And God expects us to live a holy life. And in every way, because God, you know, when we say we know God owns us, we know he owns us. Well, the owner gets to say what we should do. Amen. The owner gets to give us those commands about what to do. So if we really believe he's the owner, then we're going to do what he says. Glory be to God. We're going to go where he says to go. Hallelujah. And learn from Jesus Christ. Amen. So we're in Psalm 18. Praise God. Hallelujah. We will be teaching from this psalm, praising God, because we want to worship him. We want to worship him in our home, worship him in our marriage. We worship him in our marriage by doing what's right by our husband and our wife. We worship him on the job by doing what's right on the job. Glory be to God. We mentioned the scripture on yesterday that in Colossians chapter 3, the Bible tells us, the word says that we should do all things as doing it unto God. It says all things in every area of our lives. We got to be doing what God said. Amen. If we really want to worship God, we're really going to do what's right. We're going to do what's right in every area. Even when you're driving, you're going to do what's right. You're going to obey the signs and the traffic lights and all of that. I mean, people don't think about this, that you can run a light and it's okay with God. No, it's not, because God said obey the laws of the land. No, it's not all right. Obey the laws of the land. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Obey. When your supervisor asks you to do something, oh, that's not my job description. That's not my job description. But what's wrong with doing it? You're on that person. You're on the clock. You have gone to work, and it may not be in your job description, but it's all right to do it. You got to be there anyway. So why not? Why not do it with a glad heart and do a good job? Don't halfway do it. But people don't think of this. They only think of worshiping God in terms of going to the church and hooping, hollering up and down, and the music is bumping, you know, and the pastor is jumping. Glory be to God. We had one pastor that we were affiliated with, and he would jump on top of the pulpit. He would jump high and get up on top of the pulpit and be singing and jumping, and everybody's jumping and going like, wow, wow. All of this was exciting. It was exciting. But that's what people want. We want excitement. We want entertainment. But God desires us to worship him. It's his desire that we obey and worship. Amen. All of that, God, that doesn't excite God when we jump up and down. It doesn't excite God when we speak so eloquently. That doesn't excite God. Amen. God's not excited by all the rhetoric. He's not excited by all of that. My God. So he's not excited about our promotions, and he's not excited about that we got some titles and we're a prophet. He made us a prophet if we are a prophet. Amen. God made us. Glory be to God. And he should be the one that we worship. Glory be to God. Maybe she's cold. Amen. Glory be to God. So let's go here. Glory be to God. We want to worship God. Amen. This is what God is putting on my heart, that we must talk about worship and give it to him. It's what he desires. Amen. So let's go to Psalm 18, and we're going to start at verse 1. We're going to do verse 1, verses 1 to pretty much verses 1 to 3. It's a pretty long song, so we're just going to pick it apart. Amen. Glory be to God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Now, this psalm was written when all David's enemies, when all of David's enemies are now laying down. They're laying down. They've been conquered, vanquished, gone because of what God did. They're at his feet now. David has been given absolute victory. And that's what we want. We want the victory, and we can have it. Amen. We can have victory over all of these enemies that come against us. I talked about it yesterday, all of the weapons that the enemy has. He has so many different weapons. And he sends out these fiery darts to destroy the saints, to aggravate, to cause us to look from the left to the right, to cause us to slip back into darkness, because he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Amen. Glory be to God. Let me send a message. She's calling. Glory be to God. So, amen. So,
amen.
David is celebrating now. He's celebrating in this. So let's just read from 1 to 3 right now. We're going to be here for a minute. Okay, let's see. Excuse us. What? Pray for our granddaughter. It says that Jenna is in the hospital. She's in surgery right now. I'll keep you posted. She was shot on yesterday.
Oh, Jesus.
My God, my God, my God. She's in the hospital. She's in surgery. Right now, she's okay. And we'll keep you posted. That's our granddaughter in Texas. Jesus Christ, oh God. Oh, God, let your hands guide your surgeon, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. Lord, we thank you right now for healing, God. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, she shall but live and not die to declare the works of the Lord. Glory be to God, oh, Jesus. Lord God, we thank you. We thank you, Father. We thank you for what you're doing right now, oh, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh, God. Our healer, our great physician, we are so grateful that by your stripes she is healed. Amen. In surgery right now. So,
Yes. Father, we thank you and praise you, O God. We know that you are Jehovah Rapha. You know that you are the mighty warrior, O God, that you are the strong tower that the righteous run into it and they are safe. Father, we thank you and bless your name, God. We are not praising for the shot, but we are praising, O God, for the one that's protecting her right now and keeping her safe and secure, even as she goes through surgery, O God. It is not unto her death, but for your glory, O God. Yes, Lord God, you would get glory even out of this shooting, Father. We just praying right now, Father God, that you assign the angels. The angels are already in the room, oh God. Oh God, the angels of protection right now, oh, keeping her heart beating, keeping the blood flowing free. Oh Father, we just bless you and praise you, oh God, that you'll do what only you can do, God, because you're the mighty warrior. You're the great I am. You are the lily of the valley, the early morning star, the land of the tribe of Judah, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Oh God, there's no ending without you. There's no beginning without you. So Father, we thank you right now. We bless you and we praise you, oh God. Oh God, that Pastor, Bishop and Apostle will be able to deliver the message, oh God, knowing that the granddaughter is in your hands, oh God, that you're the keeper of her soul, oh God. Oh God, that you are the keeper of her soul and that no one can snatch her soul from you, God. Oh, mighty God, we just thank you right now. We praise you right now, God. We glorify you right now, God. We honor you right now because it's all about prayer. It's all about praising, oh God. It's all about worshiping you. So, Father, we praise you. We glorify you. We honor you right now, oh God. Yes, Lord. It's not a coincidence that the message is the continual message about praying, praising, and worship. Oh, my God, because this is what God is calling for. He said, if my people which are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked way, he said he would hear from heaven. It takes prayer.
Yes,
it takes praise.
God.
It takes worship for God to hear. Oh, my God, I thank you, Father. I thank you right now in advance
thank
for the outcome
you,
of this surgery,
Lord.
Oh, God. I thank you in advance
Jesus.
For the outcome in Jesus' holy name.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
amen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Glory
amen.
To God. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. We're going to pause just for a moment. Bishop, just want to say something to our daughter. Just a moment, please. But we know she's in the hands of God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. You're in control, God. You are in control, God. Hallelujah. Just say hallelujah. Glory be to God. Praise God through it all. Praise God anyhow. That's what this message is all about. We're going to praise God anyhow, no matter what's going on. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you for it, God. Yes, God. We thank you for it, God. We're here, Apostle. We're here. We wanted to speak to our daughter. So she's still in surgery. Amen. And she will come out of surgery. And she will come out of this. Glory be to God. That's what we believe. We have faith in our God. Amen. Prayers have gone forth, and we're not going to worry. We're not going to let our hearts be troubled. Glory be to God, because God got her in his hand. Glory be to God. So let's go on. Let's go on and do what Jesus would do. Amen. We're going to continue on with this sermon. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When God saved us, he gave us victory. Victory over all our enemies. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Now, we know, in the name of Jesus, God, we know that the devil hounds. We're hounded by the hellacious ways, the evil ways of the devil. But Lord God, we know as long as we believe you, as long as we trust you, we're going to be. And we are overcoming. And if we allow the enemy to put us in fear, if we allow the enemy to come in and cause havoc, scared, then we are in danger of dying without Jesus. See, we've been eternally saved through his grace. The grace of God. And since we have been saved and delivered from the snares, the wicked wiles of the enemy, we also have more than enough reason to worship and praise the Lord. Right now we're praising the Lord because we know what he's able to do even in this situation. My God. So we're not going to do this whole song today, but we want to spend just a few minutes in these first verses and just talk about this for a little while. We must worship. We must give God thanks, irregardless to what's going on. So, verse 1, Psalm 18. I love you, Lord, my strength.
Thank you.
Verse 2. The Lord is my rock, yea, my fortress and my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge.
Yes, thank you.
My shield and the horn.
Apostle.
Yes.
Give me 1 minute. I need you to hear this from India. We're talking
okay.
to Pastor Gudish. 1 minute.
Sure.
Go ahead,
sure.
Pastor. Go ahead and let them know.
Yeah. I'm Pastor Prakash Gurse. Greetings from India.
Yes. Keep on talking, Pastor.
Yes, yes. I thank you so much for your prayers and your support to send the funds to mission in India. All we thank you. We are among the ministry in Hindu and Muslim people. Thank you so much for your mighty prayers.
Praise God.
Thank you so much.
And thank you.
Thank you so much.
To do this.
I just wanted you to let them know that you appreciate what we are doing for you all over there. Okay? God
yes,
bless you.
God.
I will talk back to you later. I'm going back
you.
Into the service. Okay?
God bless you.
All right.
God
bye-bye.
Bless you. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Thank God. Thank God.
Bye-bye.
So glad to hear our brother's voice over there. Glory be to God. And we're so happy that God has enabled us to do what we do as a church and to help all of our brothers and sisters. That is truly worship to God. It's truly what we're talking about today. We do what Jesus does. We do what Jesus does because he's doing it through us. We have to make sure that people understand what we do for Jesus. We do because he enables us because of the grace of God. Hallelujah. Because of his favor and his provision. Glory be to God. It's all about God. Hallelujah. It's not about
Amen.
Us. It's about God. Hallelujah. Because it is all of what he does. Glory to God. We boast on our Father in heaven.
That's right.
We hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We spend our time, we're going to spend our time in worship today. Glory to God. The God we worship, hallelujah, this worship word comes from an old English word that means worship, W-O-R-T-H-S-H-I-P. It means honor someone who is worthy. Worthy to be honored. Hallelujah. To ascribe, you could say it this way, to ascribe or to give honor, to give worth to someone. So we're giving that to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be worshipped. We say hallelujah. Glory be to God. So we worship God because always, always worthy. Not sometimes. We got to worship him all the time. Hallelujah. So we want to share our heart with you today about how we feel about our God, how we really feel about our God, if some don't really know. Hallelujah. It is our pleasure to be here today. It is our pleasure to do what we do. It's our pleasure to do for our Father in heaven. Oh, because we appreciate the sacrifices of our brother Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So the psalmist is making some profound statements here. He's talking from his heart, and he's telling us what he has determined to do. First, he tells us about his love. As I read, he says, "I love you, Lord, my strength." Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. He declares his love for the Lord. Thing he says is that he is declaring his absolute dependence on the Lord. He says, "The Lord is my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. And my God is my rock in whom I take refuge." So he absolutely is dependent upon the Lord. Hallelujah. He's saying and he's indicating that he will live his life with these two great things that we just heard on his mind all the time, in his heart. Because what's in our mind is in our hearts, right? Hallelujah. It's going to be ever before him. Glory be to God. And he's going to forever praise his Lord. We're going to forever praise our God. And it's the same thing that's on our heart. It is our delight. And we know that he is always going to protect us. He's always going to be with us. So he's telling us that he finds a great delight in the Lord. And I know that's how you feel today. That's how I feel today. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It's all right, Bishop. She's all right, Bishop. She's all right, Bishop. Glory be to God. It's all right. He tried, but he couldn't do it. He couldn't do it. Praise God. And God is with her in that surgery. God, we believe Jesus Christ is the surgeon. Hallelujah. He's the surgeon. He's guiding the knife of the surgeon. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We love the Lord. And Janemma is strong. She's strong. Glory be to God. Her mother is there with her, and we have said the prayers, and we believe in God that she comes out of this. She comes out of this well and restored, her health restored.
Lord, that we fear that I can't get around that head, because I go all the way to Texas to get that.
God has changed us. God has changed you. Amen. Amen. That's right. We love them. But God got them. Glory be to God. The doctor is talking with her.
I know he's going to sleep out his chest. God have mercy, Jesus.
She's a large child. She's a large child. And nobody can protect her but God. None of us. He will. All of that's being done, I'm sure. So this love we're talking about is a covenant love. Covenant. It's our intimacy we have with God. You know how it is. Like a mother. Me being a mother. For my children. For our little girl that's laying in the hospital. Just for our children. Our love that we have, and when we held that baby for the first time, when we held our children for the first time, we held that baby close to our chest, to our breast. We lay that baby on our breast. We love them so much, couldn't wait to hold the baby. Even our grandchildren, we were there when they were born. And we couldn't wait to pick that baby up and hold that baby and dedicate the baby to the Lord when they were born. Amen. We want to hug them real, real close. Hey, my God. And we want to be snuggled up with the baby. And we don't want to take our eyes off the baby. Hallelujah. We want to keep them real close. Even when they get grown, we want to stay close. Hallelujah. So what the psalmist is saying, just what we feel, that he's filled with love for the Lord. He just wants to snuggle up. Don't you want to snuggle up? Snuggle up real close to the Lord. Hug him. You want to just, you know, lay close, be intimate with God. And when you put your face in the book, when we put our face in the book, when we put our face down and pray, when we bow down to the Lord, it feels like you're just snuggling up to God. You want to be close to God. You want to be very close and intimate with him. Oh, my God. And that's how it feels when we have that baby. And you know, we're in his bosom. We're in God's bosom. Hallelujah. When we give God our life and our adoration and praise and our obedience primarily, we're up close with Jesus. You remember how John put his face on the breast of Jesus? Laid his face in the breast of Jesus, the chest of Jesus. He wanted to be up and close and snuggle up. Snuggle up with the Lord. Hallelujah. Up and close with Jesus. And that's how we feel because we love him. We want to be real close to the Lord and hug him. And I know people who really love Jesus feel this way about someone we love. We want to get up and get up close. And we know how it feels when our heart is filled with love for our child, for our husband, for our friends, our loved ones. And we want to just reach out. When we see our friends and our family, our brothers, our sisters, we want to reach out and hug them, hold them. I know I got some folks on this line feel the same way. This is what Mary Magdalene felt when she encountered the risen Christ in John chapter 20. And by the disciples when they saw him in Matthew chapter 28. Yes. So, considering all that the Lord has and how he loves us and has made a way for us to be saved, oh, Lord, our hearts are filled with that same kind of love for him, just like John felt, just like Mary felt. Hallelujah. So we lean on the Lord. In verse 2, that's what he's saying. I'm going to lean on the Lord. He calls God my strength. Without the strength of God, we would not make it. We would not be able to go on and endure all of the things we must endure in this world. David is saying, my, that's possession. He's saying, my. And you know, when children are growing up, Apostle, because you're a father yourself, you hear them saying, my toys, my house, even my room, and they don't pay a bill in the house. They don't pay a bill in the house. But they're going to say, my room, my house, my toys, my money. Even a spouse will say, my money, my house, my thing. And you're married to somebody, but you say, my. I find myself doing it. This is a childish way. And David had that childish way with God. And he knows, just like those children, they know that that's my toys. My mom and dad bought those for me. That's my room. My mom and dad gave me this room. It's mine. And I remember when our little grandson got in trouble because he had company one day. One of James, Bishop James' friends came over and brought his grandson to play with our grandson. And my little grandson, he's only like 4 years old, and he's saying, this is mine, this is mine. No, you can't play with this. You can't have this. And I was teaching him then he needed to share. He needs to share. And then he actually got so angry about his stuff that he attacked a little boy because he wasn't accustomed to people coming over and just taking over his things. But anyway, that's how we feel about the Lord. We have that childish way about us. You know, when Jesus said, suffer not the little children to come unto me, we have to have that childlike attitude. Because he's our father. He's our big brother. We're God's children. Amen? And we got to have that mindset that we are his baby. Glory be to God. No matter how old we get, no matter what, we're his baby. We're his saints. We're his children. Hallelujah. So what David is doing here is saying, I'm your child. He's got a childlike faith with his relationship with the Lord, telling us that he's totally dependent upon the Lord for everything. For every bit of his strength is coming from the Lord. Hallelujah. Even Paul says it in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And what we do here, what we're doing here today, is we're saying the same thing. I thank God I'm his child. We thank God that we know that God got us covered. We're covered in the blood. Glory be to God. And everything we have belong to God, and we honor him for all that he gives to us. And we know that without the provision of the Lord, we could not make it. Without the strength of the Lord, we could not make it. And David knows that his victory has come as a result of him trusting God and not taking matters in his own hands, because there were times when he could have killed Saul. There were times when he could have stepped in and said, I'm sick and tired of this. I am not going to put up with this anymore. I'm just going to take this man out. But no, he waited on the Lord. Why David knew how to wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord, he said. Again, I said, wait on the Lord, because the Lord is going to take care of it. The Lord is going to fight the battle. The Lord is going to give us what we need so that we can feel strengthened. He'll keep his word in our hearts. So David vowed to live for the Lord. I vow to live for the Lord, to love the Lord and to lean on the Lord for everything that we need, just like David. Hallelujah. Everything we need in this life, it's worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. And we have the right mindset when we know that we give God first and foremost all the honor, all the praise, all the glory is his. Glory be to God. And he will provide everything. Hallelujah. And he deserves nothing less but to be praised and honored for all that he does. And God will bless us. God will bless our lives. God is worthy. Hallelujah. So David allows us to see his heart here, his heart of worship. Hallelujah. And that worship comes from the object of his love for our God. We love the Lord. And when we pray, he hears us. When we worship, he's listening. It's a sweet aroma to his nostrils. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We praise and worship you, Almighty God, our Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. David is saying that the Lord is a mighty protector. The Lord is very, very able to do all things. And we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. God is able. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. One of the most important things in life is to be right with God. Get it right with God. Time is getting shorter and shorter before the return of Christ. Get it right and always know that God is there. You got to be sure. Be confident. I'm confident. I know he's with me. I know he's been with me. Glory be to God. He's been with me and my husband. He's been with our family. Hallelujah. Just like right now, something is happening. But we trust in God. Glory be to God. So it's not just enough to be good. We have these conversations with people. People believe that just being good is enough. Doing good things is enough. Being nice to people is enough. Giving of our gifts to people is enough. And with this twisted, distorted thinking, they believe that they're going to one day, or they feel, some of them feel like they're going to live forever. They're trying to do so. And They believe one day they can still go to heaven. You even got pastors are telling people that nobody's going to hell. Nobody's going to go to hell. I got a problem with that. Ain't nobody going to hell. Then why did God make hell? Why is hell reserved for the evil? Why is heaven reserved for the righteous? Why did even Jesus come? I know why he came. I had to be redeemed. I needed my salvation. My God, I need the Lord. I need him. We need him. But people think all I got to do is be good, do good. And I can live like I want to live, do whatever I want to do. And it's all good. All good is going to come of it. But when we're not honoring the Lord with our lives, when we're not putting him first with our lives, that's not good. And anyway, my question is, say you believe Jesus Christ. You believe he came to die for our sins. Why would he have to come? Why did he come to die for our sins if we can just sin and do everything we want to do and still go to heaven? It makes no sense to me. Apostle, it just makes no sense when you think of it in that way. He came and made the sacrifice so that we could live and have the victory over the grave. My God, over Sheol, the grave, death, that second death. So why? Why do you have to come? If nobody's going to ever go to hell, if we could just sin, do whatever we want, my God, go to church and still do whatever we want, and some not even in church. But anyway, it doesn't matter. That part is some people have never been in church or never will go to church because they don't feel it's necessary to be the church. We got to be the church. Amen? We don't necessarily have to go to the building, but we have to be the church. Amen? And so people think that when I go to the church and I do everything I do in the church, that's enough, but it's not. We have to have that childlike passion, that childlike love for our Father. Amen? That's what we have to have. There's no way in the world, it's no way that God will ever be a liar. God says there is a hell and there is one. God says that we have to repent of our sins. If we want to one day live in paradise, we must repent of our sins. Glory be to your name, Jesus. It isn't just enough to just be religious. You know, religiosity, you know, going through those rituals that we do. My God, to go to church, hallelujah, or to stop doing some things that are wrong, to join the church or to be baptized, to be saved, there must be a time, there got to be a time when we turn to Jesus Christ in absolute faith for salvation, absolute faith for everything for our lives. Nothing else will work. Nothing else will do. Hallelujah. So praising the Lord is very powerful. Prayers, praying, worshiping, giving a thanks to God is very powerful when we do it from our heart, when we really mean it and really love the Lord. And David is saying, I love the Lord. Hallelujah. Can we truthfully say that we love the Lord? Or are we just following the religion? Or are we just following the rituals, just doing it and just going along with everybody else? Or are we really feeling Jesus? So David has a relationship with God. He finds all the strength that he needs to make it through life. That's where we can find our strength through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So what David is saying and what I'm saying and what I know I know as a believer, as a saint of God, he's my stability. He's my rock. We talked about it yesterday. Hallelujah. David is reminding us that when everything is spinning out of control, because everything was out of control one time, but God is never out of control. God is always in control. He's the sovereign Lord of the universe. But everything in the world is out of control. So as believers, we stand above it all when we stand on the Lord. When we got our feet planted, deeply planted, grounded in the Word of God, grounded in Jesus Christ. We got our feet upon the rock of our salvation. Hallelujah. The rock of all ages, Jesus Christ. We can stand above it all when we're standing on the Lord, standing on the Word. You see, God allows us to live above the trials, above all the turmoil, above all those tumultuous times that we experience in life. Those things that come because we live in the world. Yesterday I said there's evil all around us. We all know that. But we are in our comfort. But we can't be so comfortable that the things around us does not concern us. But believe it, God is concerned about all the concerns that we're concerned about. We're concerned about what goes on. But we got to live above the trials. We can fly above the turmoil because of our relationship with the Lord. It gives us a different perspective. And I always say it's an eternal perspective because we got our mind stayed on Jesus. And we got that perfect peace. And we're looking forward to our future. We're looking forward to that paradise. We're looking forward to Jesus coming back again. Hallelujah. We're looking forward for the time when we can spend our days. We got to spend our days here on earth with him. But there's going to be a time we're going to be right there with him. Glory be to God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So when we stand in him, we see our trials. We see those tumultuous times. God knows I've seen the trials. My faith has been through the fire. Glory be to God. And even now, we got to have faith in Jesus. We just got bad news. But he's the good news, the good news. We got the Savior on our side. Amen. We see through the eyes of the Word, the eyes of the Word himself, Jesus Christ. When the difficulties of life come to break our heart, this should cause us to bow in worship. But we ought to be bowing in worship before the difficult times come. We ought to be bowing in worship before you get some bad news. Because in life, we're going to get some bad news. Storms are going to come. The rain is going to come. The storm is going to come. But the Lord is in the storm with us. We keep our eyes focused on Jesus. Keep our eyes on him. Keep our eyes on the Word. Keep our eyes in the book. Keep our eyes focused. Keep our eyes in the book and not in Facebook. In the book. We got our eyes in Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all these different things. It's okay to send a word through the media and all of that, to put some encouraging scriptures on what the Lord has said and put on our hearts to give to the people. That's fine. But when we're focused, when we got out always reading everything that's going on, all of the stuff, and a lot of times it's a whole bunch of mess. People attacking people and all of this. I can't deal with it. I don't want to. I very seldom go on Facebook. And when I do, it's something positive. Glory be to God. I'll read something positive that one of my friends has said to me. But anyway, we know there are things that's going to come to break our hearts. But Lord, but mercy, but grace. The grace of the Lord is always with us. Always with us. Never leaving us. Hallelujah. So David is saying, God is my safety. He's my fortress. You know, they used to go hide in the mountains. David was going from place to place, hiding in caves. And they would go to the mountains. They would flee to the mountains. But when David was running from Saul, that's what he was doing, going in caves and going in mountains, running from Saul. So David reminds us that the Lord is our place. He's our rock. He's our place of safety, to where we can flee in our times of trial, in our times of adversity in the storm. You see, the Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, that Satan is like a roaring lion. However, the saints had their place refuge in the day of attack. God is our refuge. God is our fortress, a place of perfect peace and safety. And we praise him and we worship God for that. Nobody can keep us like God. Nobody can do us like Jesus. Nobody like him. My God, thank you, Jesus. I know him. I know where he's brought me from. I know how many times he's delivered me, how many times he healed me. Some folk will say, well, you ain't supposed to be getting sick because you got Jesus. That's a lie. That's a lie from hell. The sin that came into this earth is the reason why people get sick. And we got a healer. His name is Jesus Christ. We've been healed. By his stripes, we were healed. Hallelujah. By the stripes of Jesus. It says we were healed. Hallelujah, glory to God. And if you don't get healed in this earth, if you're dealing with something in your body now, and you prayed about it, and you haven't been healed, it's all right. It's still all right. You may not feel like that, but it's still all right because you are healed by his stripes, by the sacrifices that he has made. Every sin, every disease, sickness, infirmity, all of the heartbreaking things that we go through was put on his body. And we have him as our fortress. We have him as our deliverer. Amen. He's the one who saves. He's the one who rescues. And he is the one who delivers us from danger. Glory be to God. And one day, I said, one day, don't get healed in this earth. If you're dealing with something like Paul was dealing with something, and God told him, my grace is sufficient for you. When he cried out to God about this thing that was such a problem, a thorn in his side, that means it constantly bothered him. It constantly was a problem. He asked God to take it away. And God said, Paul, my grace is sufficient for you. Our grace comes from God. He's our grace and it's sufficient. Amen. And we will one day have no illnesses, no infirmities, no blindness, none of that. All of that will be taken away. It's already been done. It's already provided for. Our healing is provided for. And some people get upset when you pray for your mama. We pray for our children. We prayed that God would heal. We prayed that God will keep, you know, and it didn't, and it's not happening. You know, it hasn't manifested yet, but it will one day. If he doesn't do it here in this earth, you have it. You have it when Jesus comes back. When he comes back, hallelujah. When you go to the other side, there will be no more illness. There will be no more sickness, no infirmities, no more anxiety, no more heartbreak. None of that is going to be there where he's taking us, where you're going to go. When you leave here in the Lord, we got to leave in Jesus. So this is a word that's filled with the glory of God. You see, not only did the Lord save us when we received him by faith, but he goes on saving us day by day. Day by day, he's saving us from so much harm, seen and unseen. Day by day, God is saving people. Hallelujah. Day by day, God is causing miracles to happen. Day by day, our Redeemer is still redeeming people. Amen. He's alive. Hallelujah. Our Jesus Christ is not dead. He's alive. Hallelujah, glory be to God. We serve a living God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father. So when life, when this life is over, when this and when this life is over, we will be ultimately saved when we arrive home in heaven. Totally. It's eternally done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Surely, if you are redeemed today and you know it, you can say, I know I'm redeemed. I know I'm redeemed. Hallelujah. And surely the redeemed can find a praise within their hearts for the Lord, for his saving grace. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. So God is our, God is sovereign. Hallelujah. David refers to him as God. This is the word El. It refers to God as the Almighty God. El Shaddai. That's right. Almighty God. El Elyon.
Elohim.
That's right. This word shows us that God is the one who is over all things, as the one who is in control of all things. And the saints of God should surely rejoice in that knowledge that everything that happens is in God's plan and that he is in control of all things. Even when we cannot make any sense of it, God is still on the throne. And he deserves to be praised and to be honored. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
He paid a price for it. Hallelujah. He came to be a ransom for our sins. That's enough
Hallelujah.
Of praise.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
My God. God is our
yes.
strength. Hallelujah. And he's an unmovable rock. Hey, my God.
Yes,
nothing
he is.
Can remove Jesus. Nothing that in this world can remove him. His power is greater than any power, greater than any king, greater than any prince. My God, he's greater than everybody and everything, even the things
Jesus.
And everything he made, he's greater. Everything in heaven, and he's
yes,
greater.
It is. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So when everything else in this world is being twisted, even the word of God is being twisted on television, in movies, and it's like it's nothing. They do everything. They do everything on the TV, everything on the internet. It doesn't matter now. People can be nasty and think nothing about it because the lust of the flesh is there. They do wrong and think, don't think twice about it. Murder, don't think twice about it. It's corruption. Corruption of the soul. It corrupts. Hallelujah. And everything they do, it's all right. Don't think twice about it. Why? Because they don't have Jesus in their heart. They don't know him. They don't know him. So God forever remains the same. He's always stable. That's why David knew he could depend on him. I know I could depend on my Lord. Every time I have a need, he supplies it. I'm telling you, every time. Glory be to God. I've been blessed. I truly have been blessed. And you know, you got some people going around. Well, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm blessed. And nothing is bothering them. They're not going to tell you the truth. They say they're blessed, and they're sinning against God. And they say they're blessed. Blessed with what? Evil? Blessed with a mind that's corrupt? Oh, I'm blessed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm not stressed about anything. I'm not worried about anything. No, God doesn't want us to worry. But we got to praise God, and we got to be concerned enough to pray. Hallelujah. I'm not stressed, so I'm not stressed. I don't have to do all that y'all doing. It don't take all that. It don't take all that because I'm blessed. I got everything I need. I'm blessed. I got everything I need too, you know. I got all I need because Jesus Christ is my all in all. He's got to be our all in all. We're not safe without him. Believe me when I tell you, you're not safe without Jesus Christ. He's got to be the one, the number one in your life. If he's not, that's trouble right there. Because trouble is going to come. Trouble is going to come. You listen to some people, they'll never tell you. They'll never tell you what's really going on. They will not tell you. But see, when you tell it, when you can tell it, and then you come back and you can give a testimony. This is what God has done. This is what God did for me. Glory be to God. I know him. And I trust him 100%, Apostle. I trust him above all. I trust God. Amen. So don't get it twisted. All the stuff that we're seeing, you know, all of the things that people is doing, and it looks like they're just getting away with it. Oh, no. Because God is watching. They're not getting away with anything. They're not getting away. This person that shot our granddaughter, they're not going to get away with that. The people who are shooting up people, they're not getting away. Even if they're not captured, they're not getting away. Even if they're not arrested, people that misuse you and abuse you, they're not getting away with it. Don't fret over it. Don't fret. The Bible says don't fret over evildoers. Why? You're not going to fret when you know you got Almighty God fighting for you. You're not going to fret over it. Oh, yeah? Well, you know what? Whatever you're doing, God sees it, and God is going to take care of it. You got to answer to God. We got to answer to God for everything. Good or bad, we got to answer to God. Hallelujah. So we are on the rock. David knew he was on the rock. Psalm 40 tells us that as well. We're on the rock. Hallelujah. Not on the rock. We are on the rock, but not on the rock. You know how they say you might want some. You might want some whiskey on the rocks or some gin on the rocks. I'm talking about the rocks of all ages, the rock of all ages. That's what I'm talking about. I don't need no alcohol to soothe me. I don't need no marijuana to make me feel better. I don't need to be enlightened by some dope. Because they say that when you smoke marijuana, that you can think better and everything is much more clearer. That's the lie that they have out there. Everything is so much better when you're high. I need to know where I am. I know where I am, high up on the rock. Hallelujah. Standing on the rock. Glory be to God. He's my strength. And so the word rock comes from a root word that means lofty or lofty. Jesus is our rock. He is anchored deep, and he rises above everything, rising above everything. He's unmovable, unmovable. Keep that in mind. He's not going to move. God is not going to change. God is going to be who he is and do what he did, do what he does, no matter what. So David tells us that God is all we need. That's what he's saying. And we rejoice. We are rejoicing today, rejoicing in the truth that the Lord God of heaven will be the strength of our lives. Can you say amen to that? None of us know what we are going to have to face as we go through the years of our lives. But we can know that God in heaven will give us the strength we need to face life's trials, life's battles, and that he's going to help us all along the way. He tells us that all through the word. He has promised it. Glory be to God. So remember that he is an ever-present God, according to Hebrews chapter 13 and 5. He's an ever-present God. He's our shield. He's our buckler. And David calls the Lord a buckler. That's what he calls him. He's my shield and my buckler. It means a shield. That when trouble comes into your life and mine, sometimes the Lord will allow those things to come and he will give grace to get us through. And there are times when the Lord steps between his children and their trials. Believe me what I'm telling you. He'll step between his children and their trials. And he'll be the shield to stand. Oh, my God. He'll be the shield to stand between you and the storm and whatever it is that is coming. He'll be there to shield you. You see, I like it when the Lord, I know, I like it, I love it. I know that he's my shield. And only in heaven will we fully be able to comprehend the times when God, being the God of providence, has intervened in our lives and delivered us from some terrible things that was headed our way. You know that our granddaughter could have been killed today. Her mama could have been crying. We could have all been crying and headed to a funeral home to do a funeral. But God,
unknown caller,
God stepped in. He stepped in. Mercy said no. And she's coming out. She's coming out. So just know. You never know. You got to know. You never know when bad news is coming. We got to be praying for everybody. Fervent prayer of the righteous avail much. Covers a multitude of sins. You got to be praying because you never know when it's going to come to your door. I'm knocking
Amen.
At your
that's,
door.
That's right. Amen.
You don't know. Only God knows that. But he prepares us. He's preparing us by letting us know that I am here with you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He's our security. Thank you, Lord, for being our security. David says, the Lord is a horn of salvation. The horn is a symbol of strength. When David calls God the horn of salvation, he's saying that the Lord is the strength of salvation. And that in his salvation, we have absolute security. That's what he's saying. That's what this word is saying. And I believe that we can all rejoice in knowing that if we are in the Lord, then we are totally secure in him. Rejoice in him. Praise him. We thank you, Lord, that you are with us always. He has never lost one yet, and he isn't going to start with any of you on this line or us over here. He didn't save us to lose us. He wants to keep us saved. But he saved us to take us to heaven. Glory to God. He wants to take us out of this mess. Hallelujah. He has a plan for each and every one of us. Even while we're here, the plans of God is going forth. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus, for being the horn of our salvation. You think of the horn, the horn of plenty. I believe the carnal, is it called?
Cornucopia.
The cornucopia. Yeah, that's the addition. It's the horn of plenty. And people put it on their doors. They put this wreath on their doors or somewhere in their house around Thanksgiving time, around the fall time, got those fall colors. The horn of plenty. This is a carved goat's horn. I believe it's a goat's horn. And it's overflowing with fruit and grain. And you know what? It's a symbol of abundance. Overflowing abundance. And that's who God is to us. Apostle, that's who God is to us. He's an overflowing abundance to us. We're in the overflow every day because we got him. I said we're in the overflow every day because God is pouring out mercy. Hey, God is pouring out his grace. God is pouring out provision. Hallelujah. He's pouring his love out every day. And it's going to continue because he says, I am the Lord that loves you with an everlasting love. So it's going to constantly be poured out. This is what I found and know. When a sinner comes to the Lord, that's what you're going to have. You're going to get into the overflow with God. My God, you're going to learn how to live holy. It brings you into the overflow. And we're going to praise and worship God for everything that he's already done and for what he's going to do. Because we know he's always got us on his mind. You see, so many just come to Jesus to be saved from hell. But we receive so much more from him than we can ever imagine. More than just being saved from hell, which that's great, that's great, that's great. But he's your security. Don't make any mistake about it. We are not secure without Jesus Christ. Make no mistake about it. You're not safe without Jesus Christ. You can't be saved without Jesus Christ. You can't get to paradise without Jesus Christ. You can't get no safe place without him. He's our security. He's our source, our portion. He's our portion. Hallelujah. When I came to Jesus, I got more than I could ever think of, more than I was bargaining for. I got more because I began to encounter God. I had these encounters, these wonderful visions, the encounters with God. Whenever my back was against the wall, he came and rescued me. Hallelujah. Whenever I have a need, he supplies it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And he does it for his people. Every time he comes through, even when you think he's not coming through, even when you can't see his hand moving, even when he hasn't answered your prayer already, huh? He's still there, and he's still working it out. He's still working it out according to his will, y'all. It may not be what we want, but it's what God knows we need. Amen? We may need to just wait. We may need to just wait. God knows when it's time to do what we ask him to do. He knows the right time. He knows everything. Hallelujah. So God is the supply. David says that the Lord is our high tower. Hallelujah. He said, I called on the Lord who is worthy of praise, and I have been saved from my enemies. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He's the high tower. When David was escaping from Saul, that was God taking him to where he needed to be. When we escape harm and evil, it's God giving us a way of escape, the way maker himself. He's the one had you escape death in that car wreck. My God, I heard a pastor say that this man came to rob him, armed robbing. And the man actually shot the gun. The gun went, the bullet went over his head. Pastor Lee, believing Jesus to be his security. His body. He never lost faith with the gun in his face. He didn't lose faith. He just was calling on the Lord. The gunman shot the gun, and it went over his head, and the gunman ran. That was Jesus. Made a way of escape for him. Hallelujah. Peggy. He shot it four times. I know he said that bullet went over his head because he had the gun at his head. The bullet never hit him. So this is what God does. Hallelujah. So God will take David where he can just look at the enemy. Even when Saul was in that cave, David was standing right in there. But God was with David, and God did not allow David. God kept him from doing what he wanted to do. And he cut a piece off his garment. That's how close he was to Saul. And he could have taken him out, but that wasn't the plan of God. We don't take that action. We don't do that. We don't take that in our hands to do. God said, vengeance is mine, not yours. When somebody hurt one of our loved ones, we might feel like we want to go and do them something.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
We might feel like we want to go and get that person. But God already got that person. God already knew what was going to happen anyhow. But it all happens for a purpose. For a purpose. Hallelujah. When the enemy sends out those darts, just like that bullet couldn't hit Pastor Hayden, because God was the shield, the buckler, kept him safe. I heard him tell this with his own mouth. I heard it from the horse's mouth. I'm not telling y'all a story that I didn't hear myself. Hallelujah. So God, when God took his people to those powers, those high powers, they were filled with ammunition and supplies. When they ran to the tower, they were above the battle. Uh-huh. They were in a place of rest and ready supply. So we are readily supplied while we are in a battle. We are still readily supplied, and God brings that refreshing to us. God lets us know, I'm with you. I'm with you, daughter. I'm with you, son. You don't have to worry. I am here. We got to hear him. We got to know that the Lord is not going to leave us. Hallelujah. And he doesn't want us to be afraid. He has not given us the spirit of fear. That spirit of fear sometimes comes over people and causes other things to happen. God said, trust me in everything. Trust me, son. Trust me, daughter. And I'll make a way. I'll make a way for you. I'll keep you safe. Hallelujah. I've been in more than one car wreck. Three that I remember. I wasn't driving. The first one was with my ex. The second one was with a friend that was taking me to work. And the third one was with my daughter. And we were on the way to our grandson's football practice. And I remember the Lord stopped my daughter from going into that rail on the side. We were hit from the back. But she didn't lose control. Why? God didn't let her lose control. She didn't slam on the brakes. God had her in control of that vehicle. It wasn't her. It was God. And she put her hand in front of me. I had a seatbelt on, but she still put her arm in front of me. That's just instinct, trying to protect me. But I had the seatbelt on. But God was our protector, all of us. And that woman was begging us not to call the police. But, of course, we did. We had to call the police. But nobody was hurt. I didn't want to pretend that something was wrong with my neck and my back. You know, people get hit from behind and they go to the hospital, call the lawyers, trying to get money. No. My God saved us all. I'm not trying to go sue nobody and lie and say my neck hurt, my back hurt, and all that stuff. People do that all the time. Some people cause an accident so they can sue people.
They called me on the radio and told me. I was just in a bad accident, and a woman ran straight across the highway and broadside and turned me and
all of
over in a van.
That was God. He saved you. No, he saved you, and he raised you up and out of that. Glory be to God. So God is the same. It's the same way for us right now. He was there for David. He was there for Moses, there for all of the saints, Paul. Look at how many times Paul went through trial. Look how many times Paul was in danger. When you see, you look at the word of God, and you see how many times. And I tell you, I would be here all day telling y'all about all the times that God delivered us and delivered our family. So see, the enemy is after the saints of God. I'm not surprised by that. Yeah, that's what I was just saying.
No, that one was going, but she was in the car of calculating.
Oh, when we're calling now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, when they were in school. They were in high school.
No.
Anyway, God did.
She was in calculating, and the woman hit the Trans Am. Yeah, the trans grand dam. A woman hit her in a little red car, the one business. The woman hit her in the back and not her. Remember, tell her.
Well, praise God. Praise God that we have been kept by God. When the battle rages, we can run to him. To be lifted above our battle, and we're going to find rest. We need to be able to fight the battles and win.
Mm.
and surely I'm rejoicing because I've seen the hand of the Lord move. I've seen the miraculous. I've seen it. Glory with my own eyes. Glory be to God. I've seen so much. Thank you, Jesus. Right. Thank you, Jesus. This is not the first time somebody in our family was in danger. Not the first time somebody was in danger of losing their life.
Chanel. So she was dying of the screaming.
Yes. But see, some people will say, well, they must have some sin going on in their life. How could the God they say love them so much and all of this is always happening? Let me tell you something. The devil is not after those that belong to him. He want to destroy the saints of God. He want to destroy our faith. He want to take our peace and our joy. Don't you get it?
That's right.
With him. He comes after us. He wage war with the saints. My God. But people will say something wrong. They go to church, they're singing and they're worshiping and all that, and this happened, that happened, in the hospital, you know, all of this. You know what? To God be the glory. Because God is showing us I'm in control. I got you. Glory be to God. No matter what the devil tries, I got you and I got him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for this word, God. Verse 10, Samuel chapter 17 tells us the battle is the Lord. He's ever there for us to fight for us in the day of the battle. You got to remember that no matter what you're going through. Don't let the devil scare you. He's just a little peon. That's all he is. He's not greater than our God. Hallelujah. No evil is greater than our God. Nothing is greater. Nobody's greater. So it's no wonder that David praised the Lord. I'm not in wonderment about that. Are you a praiser? Are you a worshiper? Are you one that thanks, that's thankful? Giving God that praise and honor that he deserves? And not just lip service, but really mean it? And not be masquerading around like we really believe that Jesus is who he is. Oh, my God. We got to get it straightened out. We got to straighten up and fly right. Hallelujah. Get out the barnyard with the chickens. Fly with the eagles. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You don't want to be a chicken. A chicken go for anything. That's what some people are that call themselves saints. The chicken. My God, they're afraid, and they're like chickens. They go for anything. A chicken eat anything. Anything that's on the ground, he's going to peck at it. And people are going for every and anything in this world. Falling for it. Eating it up instead of eating up the word. My God, and be able to have the strength to fly like an eagle and fly above all adversity. Hallelujah. A fly above all trouble. God takes us above, just like he took the soldiers, take the soldiers and give them all the ammunition they needed. And they were above the battle. I just said that. They were above the battle. They were looking at the enemy. Amen. Hallelujah. God had them hidden in his secret place. Hidden in the secret place of the Most High God. That's where saints are. That's where you are, saints. If you really a saint that prays, worship God, and live for God, and worship him with your life, be that living sacrifice for the Lord. Hallelujah. The least we can do, the least we can do is be that living sacrifice. Hallelujah. That's the least we can do. And praise God for all that he does. Hallelujah. So therefore, let's praise him and honor him and make a resolve in our hearts that we will worship and serve him in spirit and in truth. He's worthy of our delight. He's worthy of how we feel, like we feel that delight, that good feeling, that wonderful feeling of peace and joy, like a river flowing into our hearts, flowing from us to others. Hallelujah. Peace and life is in the river of God. It flows. It flows in us and through us. Hallelujah. Peace, joy, life, light, salt. It flows through us like a river. You want it to flow to others. And then when you worship God, he just pours out. It's what he wants. He said he seeks it. So why don't we just do it? But do it with your life. Amen? Not just with our lips. Don't just give the lip service. God is not excited about that. When we sing the songs and do all that, unless it's coming from a pure heart, and he gets that sweetness from it, that aroma, hallelujah, that aroma of praise and worship is what God desires. So David makes a pledge to call on God and to trust him and him alone for all the victories of life. We are victorious people. The battle has already been won. And David knew who he served. He knew of the Lord. Hallelujah. He had encounters with God. The psalmist is so very aware of the power of praise and know that God is worthy to be praised and that he is pledging his life to walk in Jesus Christ, walk being aware of the greatness and the power of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You know, the Lord tests our faith. Just like while we're doing this sermon and a phone call comes in. The enemy wanted us to shut it down. No, I'm not going to shut it down. God got my granddaughter. This is the kind of faith we have to have. Hallelujah. We got to have that faith, that true faith, truly faith in God, and know that God is in control. I'm not going to worry. Glory be to God. I'm not going to worry. I'm concerned. And I would like to be there, but I know God is there. God is there. Hallelujah. God was there for my son. God was there for my Peter, for my Darren. God is there for me and for Bishop. Y'all have heard the many testimonies that we've given on this line. It's because the devil is at war with the saints. Glory be to God. And it's all kind of demons out there. My God, thank you, Jesus, that you protect us from them. Hallelujah. So stay aware. Stay aware. Mm. Keep your eyes open. Stay in prayer. Hallelujah. Stay in prayer and stay praising God. Praising him when you're cooking. Praising him. Whatever you're doing, just praise God and thank God for it. Hallelujah. Yesterday on Father's Day, we stayed in prayer. We stayed in worship. Worship God on the line because he's our Father. We honor God every time. Every day we honor God. He's our Father in heaven. We honor the spiritual Father. We honor the Father. Hallelujah. But we honor God first, our Father in heaven. Amen. So we stay in that worship mode on the line. Glory be to God. That's where God wants us to be. Every day, 24/7. Amen. No, the phone is not going out. No, I'm on your phone. Glory be to God. So our faith in the Lord gives us the victory over all enemies. Surely David was on the run. And he thought he would be captured and killed by Saul. But God who greater than the enemy in every way and at every turn. David knew that if God could do it yesterday, then he could be counted on to do it tomorrow. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. What a lesson for us. As children of God, we got to learn. I say children of God, we got to remain children of God.
Jesus.
We got to learn that God is all things, all these things that David said to you. He will protect you. He will provide for you. He will help you. He will give us a refreshing. He will be forever there for us. But it's our duty that we walk by faith and not by sight. So remember, the Lord our God is what he is, the Lord our God. So because of what he's already done and what he's doing right now, let us worship him. Let us honor him and praise him with our entire life. Let us live like we believe he is the God of this universe. Yes. Live like it. Yes. Live like you really believe it.
Yes, so much. Yes.
And let us make that promise to God that we're going to walk by faith and not by sight. So David is reminding us, and I'm closing now. David is reminding us that our God is a God who is worthy to be worshipped. That's what we're doing today. He's worthy to be worshipped. He's worthy of being the God of our delight, the God of our pleasure, the God that we are supposed to love with all our heart, all our mind, all our soul. He's worthy of our devotion. He's worthy to be loved. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be exalted and to be followed. Hallelujah. The Lord lives, David says. The Lord lives, and blessed be my rock. And let the God of my salvation be exalted. So we got to examine our lives. We got to examine our priorities today. What is your top agenda? What is your top priority? We need to be in the business of exalting our God all through the day, every day. I know I'm saying it over and over, but please, this is what's in my spirit. This is what God has put in my spirit. We got to exalt him more. We got to talk about him more. We got to give him that praise and not sit like bump on the log and look at other people. A lot of people look at me like I'm crazy. When I'm worshiping God, I got my reason. I know what I've been through. I know what he got me through. I got a reason. First reason being he saved me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to always praise God. He raised me out of the mire. Raised me out of a bed of hell. I got a lot to praise God for. Hallelujah. Give him praise and watch your life turn around. Obedience and praise and worship and watch everything turn around. Favor. Yesterday we got favor. We ordered food because it got late. I was supposed to be cooking. And my daughter said, "No, Mama, it's gotten late. Don't worry. Don't bother." She said, "I'll buy dinner. I'll buy some steak dinner." Well, I didn't want steak anyway, but that's beside the point. I said, okay. Okay, I was feeling like I didn't feel like doing it anymore anyway. But guess what? Because the place was so crowded, they gave us, my son-in-law had to wait, and it was like, he's taking mighty long, but it was Father's Day, so they had a lot of people. You know what God did? Gave us $50 off the bill. This is what he does. Sure, my son-in-law had to wait a little bit, but God had a plan. He wanted to save us some money. So a lot of times when things don't seem to be going just like you wanted to go, God is making a way for you to be blessed beyond measure, setting you up for a blessing, setting you up, my God, because he wants you to see his hand moving. He wants you to see who he really is. Amen. And this has happened with us over and over again. Glory be to God. Restaurants. People have walked up to us and said, I'm going to pay the whole bill. Walked up to us in different places. I'm going to pay for that. I'm going to do that. You know, because it's God's favor. It's God saying, I'm with you no matter what you're going through, no matter what people say, no matter what's going on, I am with you. And he shows us that love and that affection. He shows us that. You're my child and I love you.
Nobody could tell you.
My God. That's right. Amen. Amen.
Why did they come to Missouri?
Amen.
You know, it's the next day, they came to Missouri to eat.
That's right.
God sent us his angels.
That's right. That's right.
And
God sends his angels. Amen.
We could pay for the bill. And it's already paid for.
It's already. That's right. He just nodded his head at us. He nodded his head, a man of God. And then he told us who he was. But this is what I know. It's what I know. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, Apostle, we're about done here today. Bishop is going to do the prayer of salvation. Amen. So, praise God. I thank God for his word. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And I pray it resonates, that it has not fallen on deaf ears. God desires the praise and the worship, the adoration. My God, if he did, he wouldn't have said it. He's seeking those who will worship him. Amen. Obey his law. You want to be a lamp to your feet and a light unto your path. You want to be your all in all. Praise him. Glory be to God. So, Father, we thank you for this word. We praise you, God, and we worship you. We worship you forevermore, O God. And we thank you for this opportunity to come and to lift your name on high. Lord, we love to sing your praises. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Amen, amen. Oh, my God, I'm so happy. I'm so peaceful. I'm so peaceful, God. Regardless of what has happened today, I have your peace. We have your peace, God. And we know everything is working out, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Here we go.
No. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father, thank you for those who are on the line who have never received Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Ask everyone to please forgive me. I'm speaking though my heart is really hurt. I want to find out more about my granddaughter. The child just made 21 years old last month, you know. Yeah. My daughter just called and said that, you know, she got shot. And, you know, don't know all the circumstances. I just need to find out about it. It's really a lot of pressure on me, but God is in control, as the pastor was saying. And I have the faith that she's going to be all right, in Jesus' name. But right here, I'm going to say this. You never know when it's your time. My grandchild could have been gone from us. Daughter said she was in surgery and she could have been dead. Okay. You never know when your soul will be required. So if you have not received Jesus as your Lord, your Savior, please, I'm begging you from the bottom of my heart, please accept Jesus as your Savior today. He is the only way. He is the only salvation. Jesus is the only salvation. There's no other way to get to heaven except through the Lord Jesus Christ. So I urge you to please accept him as you say. Accept him. My heart is heavy right now. And not only for me, for all those who have not accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior. There is no other way. Do it for yourself. Do it for your family. Have, you know, if you accept Jesus as your Savior and you cross over today, we know that you're going to be with him. But you must do it. There is no other way. No matter what anybody says, there's a preacher who insists that nobody's going to go to hell. And I know somebody, if he doesn't stop saying that, I know somebody who's going to go to hell. I mean, I don't know him personally, but he's going to go to hell because he's preaching a lie. He has been deceived by the enemy. Yet God wasn't going to send anybody to hell, then why was hell created? It's for the people who don't believe that God is who he is. They don't believe that they can be saved. Now they have to be saved through the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, if you're backslidden, please come back home, brothers and sisters. Don't get caught short. God loves us so much. This is why he sent Jesus to save us. He is our only salvation. He's our only salvation. So I'm urging everyone right now to receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And if you possess the Bible, I wish that you would turn to the book of Romans, chapter 10, verses 8 and 9, where it says, oh God, it says, the way it is Jesus Christ, verse 8 says, the word is in you, it's in your mouth and in your heart. Hallelujah. And if it's in your mouth, that means that you have to speak it. The enemy cannot read your mind. You can think all day long, Jesus, I want you to receive me as my Savior. I want to be saved by you, and I know you're the only way. The enemy can't read your mind, but he sure can inject thoughts into your mind. And he can tell you there's many other ways, like some celebrities are saying, but it's only Jesus. Jesus is the only salvation. He is our only hope. He is the way maker. That's why he's called Jesus the way, the truth, and the life. Now, salvation is in your mind. Speak it. Say, Lord, I believe that Jesus died for my sins, that he went to Calvary. He was dead, scourging with a pillow, where he was beaten brutally, and his beard completely pulled out of his face. And he was beat unrecognizable. And according to movies and whatnot, he has on the loin cloth, but he was totally naked to show shame. He took the weight of the world on his shoulders so that we might be saved. We were guilty of sins, not Jesus. Jesus, in obedience to our Father God, took it upon himself to save us. He gave us his life to save ours. his earthly life to save our eternal life. And don't let Jesus be suffering and dying and be in vain. So if you believe in your heart that Jesus died for our sins,
amen,
you must believe in your heart. And you must repent. And repentance is not returning to the previous way you were living before you made this pledge to receive Jesus. No matter what you were doing, no matter what you said, no matter what sin you committed, God will go ahead and see a forgetfulness. If you just accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you have a clean sheet. No sins will ever appear once you make this pledge. So I urge you, from the bottom of my soul, I urge you, please accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. There is no other way. And brothers and sisters who are prodigal sons and daughters, I pray right now that you have turned around and give your life rededicated to Christ Jesus and repent. Don't go back to whatever it is that you have gone back to. Don't go back to it. Come away from it. Now, once you've made this confession, you're now saved. Your next step is to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the only way to be baptized. There is no other name mentioned under heaven that we should be baptized except Jesus Christ. No other name mentioned. You can go to the book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 12, and it's going to say, nor is there any other name mentioned under heaven that we should be saved except the Lord Jesus Christ. Noah. Invite people to the baptism. As many as you will, and tell people about it. Tell them about it. Come and see me get baptized on whatever day you're going to get baptized. And I pray if you go in to be baptized that everybody that you told to come and see the baptism, come to the baptism, that if they haven't been saved, that they will receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. It will be a benefit to you and to them. You draw the soul in, because Christ said, gather others into the fold of the family of Christ. Be an ambassador. Invite people to your baptism, and it doesn't matter who it is, strangers, enemies, friends, neighbors, family members, co-workers, whoever it is, invite them. And by doing so, if they receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior, you will be richly rewarded. You know, store up treasures in heaven. Every soul that you direct to the Lord Jesus Christ, you have a jewel in your crown for that soul. And I thank you. I pray in the name of Jesus that you will accept him today. Don't hesitate to wait, because just as my granddaughter was shot, she could have died. She could have died. You don't know when your soul will be required. Don't play around with your salvation, because this life you live here is temporal. Salvation is eternal. You know, there's no coming back. You want to be saved for eternal salvation, not eternal damnation. So please accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Do it for yourself, your family. And you can lead your family by just showing your example. Example, people follow Christians, you know, and that's how they become Christians. Because, hey, let me see if they can be a Christian and they can live a good life, why can't I? God suffered and died for all of us. Jesus did it for all of us, not just for one, but for everyone. So God bless each and every one of you. And, well, Apostle, we're through. And back to you, sir.
Amen.
Have a blessed day.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Bishop Apostle. Thank you so much for that word. Father, we thank you for your service, and thank you for the opportunity, for the time that they came and deliver, even getting bad news while delivering the word, and they kept on doing what they called to do. We ask, O God, that you, we know that you have already taken care of the outcome, and the outcome is going to be greater than the income. So we just thank you, Father. We praise you. We glorify your name. We honor you for this word. We ask you to bless them now and let the peace that surpasses all understanding rest upon their hearts and minds. Because even though the surgery is taking place and all is going well, it doesn't stop them from worrying. But we ask that you allow that peace to rest upon their minds. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Thank you. Thank you for the word. Thank you for the word. Apostle and Bishop, thank you for that word. Because it's such a this word is so such a great word. And you know, I love this psalm. I love this psalm because this is one that he gave me 30 some years ago when I was coming off of crack cocaine. And I used to have to do this psalm every day. Every day.
God,
I did this psalm.
God.
And that's where I got my strength from. My help came from that psalm. You know, he gave me that. That was my blueprint to my safety. You know, when David was going through that and he was writing that psalm, and God wanted us to hear that so much that he put it in the book two times. It's in the Bible two times. This Psalm 18 is also in Second Samuel chapter 22. This whole psalm is there. It's in the Bible two times. So here we see David is running from Absalom. And not only that, he got King Saul after him. But God is delivering him from all of his enemies, every single one. Yes. Even his own son want to kill him.
Hallelujah.
And God will deliver him. And I'll show you some points that I got here. Now, here we see that. And David expresses his deep love for the Lord. That's where he started up this psalm. Expressing his deep love for the Lord. When he tell you that the Lord is his rock, and what you said in the book, you say in the book that the rock of Jesus being the rock, he's a rock that will not move. He will not move. All of the rock, all of the ground is sinking sand. But he is a rock that will not move. When you are grounded, rooted, and grounded in Christ, you are solid. I mean rooted and grounded, you know, rooted and grounded. Last night I was up studying. The Lord says, he says, there's so many people saying that. This is the way he said to me. He says, so many people say they know me, but I don't know them.
Oh, my God.
He said, they say they know me, but I don't know them. And then he said to me, he said, but will when they come before me, I got one word for them. Depart.
Oh, God.
I said, wow. And he was talking to me about leaders. He was talking about leaders in the church because that's why I was studying.
Amen.
And he says so many people are running here and running there, and they're professing that they know the Lord Jesus, but they don't even have a relationship with him. All they do is know his name. They went to seminary school. They got degrees. They got plaques and all. Their office is filled with plaques, but they don't really know him. And how you know that, Apostle? Because when we know him, we have a relationship with him, and we begin to live for him, and we trust him to bring us out, like David was here in this psalm. David began to allow the world to know that his dependence is on God, that God is his defense. He said, David is threatening with death, and he cries out to the Lord for help. David's on his bed crying out for death. David, you go back. I know a lot of people don't know, but David had leprosy unto death. and he was crying out to God. He cried out to God. God was his healer. God was his supplier. God was his deliverer. God was his restorer. He made sure that even when David was going into war, he was going into great war against the Amalekites. The Amalekites had come in and they had destroyed the city and take the women and the children. They didn't kill the women. They just burned the city. When David went to God, he said, God, should I pursue them? Should I pursue them? Because at that time, all David was thinking, well, they got more than he has. They got more army than he had. God still pursued him. He said, will I recover? God said, recover all. You will recover all. And he did. That's trusting in God. You know, when you say you trust him, you got to trust him with all. You can't trust him with 50 cents. He said, well, God, I'm going to try to get the other 50 cents I want. No, I'm trusting God to come through for 100% for me, 100%. I don't care what the enemy's saying. I'm trusting God to come through 100%, 100%. The pastor that came on there, Pastor Goodish, when he called me a couple of days ago, he said that we didn't have this and we didn't have that. Talking about food, I told him, I said, look, we got you. We got you. We're going to take care of you. He said, thank you, Apostle. But I want you all to hear his voice today because I want you all to know that we do what we say we're going to do. I got all that stuff in my computer. All the times that I send money to Africa, India, different places, it's in my computer. The record is in there. You know, I know
that.
God knows, but I kept it in my phone and my computer so people have somebody because, well, are you getting money from the church? What are you doing with the money? No, I don't do it. I don't buy no suits, no shoes, no shirt, no underwear, no nothing. I send it to the people. And plus, I add money to it all the time. Now when I use my credit card, you know, since all this stuff with the interest with stuff, now it costs me more money. Do you know when I use my credit card, I can pay it from my bank. It costs me $6.99. From a credit card, $15.99. You know, cause all the interest rate going up. But I thank God for you. Here in this psalm, David called out to the Lord, and he cried out when he was on death doors. Then David began to tell the people that God was his deliverance. His deliverance come from God in Psalm 18, verse 7. He began to tell the people where his help come from. It's right there. This book is so powerful, Apostle. This whole psalm is a psalm that will make your heart just rejoice in the Lord. It will make you trust the Lord. It will make you depend on the Lord. It will make you know that even everybody is saying no, God say yes. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
It's such a powerful psalm. Even when you're thirsty, the Bible says, he say you can call upon him. He said that they have tried him. People tried him. He can't find no fault in him. David said in this psalm, he's talking about Jesus. Jesus is the word. He said they have tried the word and they can't find no fault in him. That's telling us that we can trust him. If David can put this in the word, you can trust him. It doesn't matter what it looks like. My God, to be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord. It doesn't matter. If I die, I die in the Lord. Remember when I was going to Africa, in my heart, I had 75% and a 35%. I didn't know about the 35% blockers. I knew about the 75% blockers because it was stinging. My chest was stinging. It was like somebody had a hot steel in the middle of my chest. It was just stinging, burning like the tip of a needle, just burning. And the doctor said, where are you going? I said, well, I'm going to do a revival in Kenya. No, I'm not going to raise no money. I'm going into the slums. I'm going to minister to poor people. He said, well, you sure you want to go? I said, I got to go. He said, well, wait, how long are you going to be? I said, well, probably 10 or 12 days. I don't know how long. All depends on how long the Lord keep me there. Well, he looked at me. He's a cardiologist, one of the best ones they got here. I said, well, Dr. Kriegel, I said, no disrespect, but if I got to die there, minister, listen, I know where my soul will be. I will be in the arms of the Lord. He looked at me like I, he said, well, okay, Rev, you go on. And when I come back, my heart was open. God is that kind of God. If you trust him, if you depend on him, just like this Thomas is saying right here, if you really, you've got to, pain going to make, oh, my God, I feel the Holy Ghost right there. Apostle,
yes,
pain
yes.
will test you. Pain will test you.
Yeah.
Your finances will
yeah.
test you. My God, the light bill,
yes.
the water bill, the gas bill, my God, it will test
yes,
you.
Lord,
in the
hallelujah.
Time that we're living right now, if you don't really trust God, I'm telling you something. If you don't really, 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 yes. I mean 100% trust him, not 98%, not 75%. If you don't 100% trust God, you would give up. Every time you were talking about people, you don't listen to, I don't watch the news. I don't watch it anymore. You know what I get from you too. I don't watch the news because there's so much stuff going on. It will make you want
That's
to
right.
get up and act a fool. So much stuff
That's
going on.
Right.
I don't watch it. What I get news, I get from YouTube because I do a lot of YouTubing, you know. And we have to put everything all our trust. Because I tell somebody out there, I said, look, it doesn't matter what's going on. Like I was praying for the lady from New Orleans, and the father just collapsed and had to rush him to the hospital. And they had given up. And when they said, well, Pastor, can you pray with us? I said, sure, I'll pray with y'all. That's what we do. We pray for everybody. Everybody. I'd love to get a chance to pray for somebody to use my gift. Oh, my God, ain't that like it. You know, when somebody calls to pray, I don't care. My wife said, well, you, before we had the cash, the WhatsApp and all these different things and Messenger, we had to pay. I had a big phone bill one time with $1,400-something. I mean, calling Barbados, calling Antigua, Trinidad, and all these different countries was calling, and the bill was going up. And my wife was, oh, she was mad too, boy. I'm telling you, she was like a dragon fire coming out the nose. She said, you got all this big telephone. You're making no money. I said, honey, don't worry about this. This is God's business. This is God's business, and God's going to pay the bill. They ain't never shut off the phone.
Yes,
guess what? I was with T-Mobile then. T-Mobile said, well, Mr. Candler, you're the good customer. We're going to put you on a payment plan. So I'm still got the regular bill to pay, but every month I got to add a little bit with the bill, and that bill got paid off. God is just awesome. When you trust him, if you got that bad thing that they tell that you feel that you sick, you should know, I'm trusting God. My God is my healer. He is my Jehovah Rapha. You know, the doctors look at you like you're crazy. But when you know your God, the Bible said they that know their God should do great exploits. When you know him, oh, my God, I feel your Holy Ghost. When you know him, I don't care. You might get a little discouraged, but when you put your trust in him, glory to God, when you start to trust him, there's a joy that comes over you. Oh, my God, comes over your heart. They call it joy unspeakable. You can't tell nobody. You can't tell nobody about it unless they got to that place that we're talking about. When they get to that place, you can trust him, even though you hear, well, family members on the cot, they're laying on the bed. We don't know if they're going to make it in the morning. You still have that joy. Even if they cross over, you still got that joy, because that joy comes from him. It's unspeakable. Joy unspeakable. So, man, I'm saying you got to work this. You can work this whole psalm, man. The next time you come back, do the rest of the psalm. Because it's so powerful. Pastor, you don't have to leave and go nowhere. This psalm, it got so much. It has so much in it. And David put
That's
it right,
right
on the paper for us to see how you can really depend and trust and rely on the Lord. Man, I have to come
That's
on
right.
there. I wrote so much stuff on it. There's so much stuff on here. You can trust him. He said, man, God even put a cloud. Oh my God, Apostle. God even put him a cloud around David. The enemy couldn't.
Yes.
My God. The enemy couldn't see David. Hallelujah.
That's
Do you know God will protect us that way?
He
will cloud up the eyes of the enemy that the enemy can't even see you. Enemy looking to hurt you, and they can't see you right there in front of the enemy. God will cloud up their eyes. They can't even see you. My God, my God, my God. Glory to God. Oh, my God. I thought that's a powerful song.
It really is.
That's right.
And it's too much to do in one time. You got to pick it apart.
It's a lot of songs.
But he will hide us in his pavilion. He will hide us in his secret.
That's right.
In the clefts of the rock, he hides us.
That's right.
He's hidden in the secret
place of the
most high God.
Yeah,
that's
you can type Psalm 91. You can type Psalm 91 with that because they go hand
that's
in hand.
That's right.
Glory to God.
That's
they go
right.
hand in hand.
We did Psalm 91 yesterday. We were doing 91 yesterday, and it's still there. It's still there. We're hidden. We're hidden with God. That's so beautiful. That is so beautiful to know. So comforting to know that our Comforter, our God, will hide
us.
And he will hide us. And not only us, he'll even hide your children. He'll hide your family.
Yeah.
Glory
you
to
remember,
God.
You remember when Saul was looking for David to kill David? My God.
Yeah,
and God put Saul asleep. God put Saul asleep.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? When you're looking for somebody, you're not going to go in no heavy sleep. You in
mm-hmm.
the area where you know the person you're looking for that you want to kill, you're not going into no heavy sleep. Because you want to find him. You know you're close to him. He's in that area. He's in a cave hiding. He's not too far. So God put him in a deep sleep and gave David the opportunity to be right there to see all the people in deep sleep. David and them raven horses, if God didn't put them into sleep, they would have heard the hoof of them horses, and David and them come on in on them, and he had the opportunity to cut off Saul's head. And what he did, he cut off the fringe of his robe. Cut off the hem of the robe. And then Saul, I had a chance. I could have killed you if I wanted to. But I would never touch God's anointing. He was still seeing Saul as God's servant. That's the kind of man David was. He didn't carry no stuff. If you was against God, David would take you in a minute. He'll take you out in a minute, but God, he said, well, God put him in that position. He's like, I'm going to let God take you out. God's going to take you out, but I'm not going to touch you. I have the opportunity to take you out, you know, but that's what God would do. And God strengthens you. God protects you. He gives you all that you need to stand. He's the rock that you're standing on. Thank you so much, Apostle Bishop. You blessed me again today. That was a on time psalm. Yesterday, I taught you did Psalm 95. You may have brought in a little bit of Psalm 91, but I thought I heard Psalm 95 yesterday.
Thank you, Jesus.
What a mighty God. And, it was Psalm 95. The line is open. Anybody that want to comment, add, pray for the bishop and his granddaughter. Anybody that want to come on in and pray with them, you can come on in. I hear you on there, Brother Deacon.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I have company right now. Just wanted to let Bishop Washington know and Apostle Washington know that I've been praying with you all for his granddaughter. And, you know, we're going to be praying, continuing to pray. And we're praying to hear good news and good report in Jesus' name. And I just want to let you all know that. Love you all.
Amen.
All right.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Hallelujah. We know the saints of God are going to pray. Oh, Lord Jesus. We thank you. We thank you for the goodness, God. We thank you for the goodness. Hallelujah. Thanking him for the outcome, which is good. Hallelujah. God hears the prayers of the saints. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Praising you, God. Praising you, our healer. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you, our great I am that I am. Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. I am the Lord that heals.
Glory. Yes. Glory to God. Glory.
You are God. Yes, you are God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory.
You're everything to us, God. Yes, you are.
Thank you, Lord.
I hear you, son. Hallelujah.
Come on, Brother Deacon.
I'm sorry, I went to sleep on you.
Yeah, that's okay.
I went to sleep praying. That's a good way to go to sleep, praying. Amen. Praying.
That's okay.
You ain't
no problem. You're all right.
I went to sleep. Hallelujah. Deacon Frazier and I were fellowshipping. He was fellowshipping with us last night. And we fellowshiped for quite a while, praying, and I tell you that peace came over. Oh, that peace, the peace of the Lord.
Yeah.
You know, it was puffing, you got your skin left.
Hallelujah.
Your daughter made you, your little puppy made you skin jump. You were foggy last night.
A puppy woke me up, yeah. But thank you, Deacon, for being in agreement with prayer with us last night. Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, God. What a beautiful time we had.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Thank you,
Jesus. It's so beautiful to have you all to fellowship with. Hallelujah. Thank God for Apostle Stewart and Pastor Stewart over there, and all of you who are praying. And it was so wonderful to hear Pastor Goodish's voice today. And Apostle, we truly trust that we know that you're the man of God that's doing the work of the Lord. And hallelujah. And we know that you're doing what's right. We know you're doing what's right. Hallelujah. Because see, our proof comes from the Lord. That's where our proof comes. Because God allows us to know who he has put in. He put you all in my life. And I know I know your spirit. Amen. I know your spirit.
Hallelujah. Glory
thank
you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So thank you for Pastor Goodish, and thanking God that that he allowed us to have something to give. Amen.
Amen.
So praise God. Amen. We don't take no credit for any of this. We really don't. And I know Apostle doesn't take any credit. Apostle Stewart don't take. We're not going to take no credit for it, because we know that God is doing what he does. And what he does to us. So go ahead, you can praise him. We're listening. Praise God. Thank God for you all. Amen. 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 Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I give something to give God praise. You know, when you couldn't, the devil don't know what you say. Only God know what you say. Only you got to give to Jesus. You got to give to the Lord. Give to God. Give it to the Lord. Give it to the Lord. Give it to Jesus. So that's why we got to give. We got to spend more time with prayer with the Lord. Get more time to praise the Lord. Give it to Jesus. Everything belongs to him. Because it's God, he deserves it all. You know, and like the songwriter said, my hallelujah belongs to him. And that's right. And everything belongs to Jesus. So when you know that you can know that everything belongs to Jesus, you got to know that everything belongs to him. No one don't take no credit. God, he takes the credit for that. God is one. He's the one control. He's the one that we had to count on Jesus. Because God is the one. I'll be praying as well, praying with your family, praying because we have to spend time with prayer. Spend more time with praying for one another. Not only yourself, we got to pray for everybody. Pray what's going on all over the world, all over the United States, all over the world. Because let me tell you something, it's still getting worse and worse. It's getting worse than what they're saying. It's getting worse. It's getting real worse.
Hallelujah.
It's getting real bad, I feel. It's real worse and bad. That's why everything's going up. Gas is going high. Food is going high right now. Everything. Eggs are getting high. Bread getting high right now. Everything rising up high. Everything. All this going on. The young people are gone. I heard this morning. I heard on yesterday. They killed a 15. Y'all heard this? They killed a 15-year-old. A 15-year-old young man. He's 15 years old. He got killed yesterday. He got killed yesterday. He got killed. They killed him. A 15 years old. Y'all hear this? They shot a young man. 15 years old. And, you know, it really hurt me. When they shot the 15-year-old young man, they shot him for nothing. They shot the young man for nothing. I'm telling you, the world is still getting worse out there. That's why we got to start praying. We got to keep on praying for one another. We have to keep praying. Yeah, the world is all right. The world is all right, but prayer comes first more than anything. We got to keep praying. We got to pray. We have to pray. We got to pray for one another. We got to pray. We got to keep on praying. We need everybody. We need, like somebody always said, I need you, you need me. We all part of God's body. We got to keep praying. We have to pray.
we have to keep on praying for one another. We got to keep on praying. That's why I was so glad. Yes, I'm glad we worshiped last night and we worshiping and talking about the Lord. I don't mind talking about the Word of God. I don't mind. We'll give God a praise. You know, no matter how much, no how bad it gets, no how bad it. When the person look at us crazy, look at us crazy how we talking about the Word of God and all that. Well, we got to talk about the Word of God. We got to talk about Jesus, no matter what. Who don't really like it? We got to keep praying the Lord. We got to keep praying. That's why a lot of, like you were saying, but through the message, we even though we talk about, when we talk about only job, we don't even obey their supervisor, and the supervisor tell you stay over, and they'll make their excuse, they sit up saying they're not their job. Well, guess what? If you don't do what the supervisor said, then guess what? He'll get rid of it. He'll fire you. He'll get rid of it if you don't do as he says to do, because it's your job to go do. It's your job to go to work. It's your job because somebody told you to work, and if you didn't go out there obey, go out there and do what the supervisor said, guess what? He'll get rid of you. He gonna get rid of you. He gonna fire you. You been on right on out that door. When that's right, you be out the door. He'll put you out if you don't do what the supervisor tell you to do. And see, someone don't want to be obeyed. Someone don't want to do nothing. Someone don't do what they told, because they don't. They want to run the way they want to run it. So if you feel like you know it's a job, I bet you when you're ready for want a raise, yeah, you can go get a raise on the job. But we don't. But we feel like we don't want to do what the supervisors tell us what to do, and then we don't want to do it. We can't do nothing. They don't want to do nothing. They ain't my job. That's not my job. Okay. If you feel that way, then guess what? You be right on out that door. So he sure will get rid of you. He sure will fire you. So he'll give somebody else who will do it. God got a store for somebody else. Somebody else will go do it. Sure will take your place. Sure will go do it. They'll show it. He got a store for somebody else who will do it. And we it's just like bringing the word. You know, person feel like we know. If a person asks you to go bring the word, and we come here, don't want to do nothing. Well, guess what? It's your assignment to bring the word. Because most of all of our assignment, and some of us right now make excuses about what we can't do. But guess what? God don't make no excuses. We got to do what we are told what to do. Because at least you do what at least you have assignment to do. We all have assignment to do. At least you doing whatever we were told, being obedient to the Word of God. See, some of us don't want to be obedient. Some of us want to go to be disobedient on the Word of God. Because that's not way God no cooperate like that, because he don't cooperate like that, being disobedient to his word. And I know a million times a person told, when you ask, or when I ask a person, even they say, yeah, they'll bring the word, then they don't come and show up. Well, you should have said yes in the first place. Because when you were told to bring, when you said yes, when you say you was want to bring the word, then you didn't come. You are not saying yes. Because you just don't make yourself feel bad. You make yourself look bad. Because you ain't doing no hurt nobody but yourself. Because you can't hurt nobody but your own self. And that's right. You ain't doing hurting yourself. You can't hurt God. Now, the Word of God going to stay the way you lacking or not. The Word going to stay. The Word ain't going to go nowhere. It's going to stay. No matter how much you lacking or not, it's going to stay. It's going to stay. We feel about we think everything too much. No, it ain't too much. And all the Word, it ain't never too much. It ain't never too long. It ain't never too long for me. So long I come on, lift the Word of God. It don't even bother me when I come and lift the Word of God. It ain't never bothered me when I come hear the Word of God. As long as we give God a praise, I'm going to give God a praise. Nobody what. Who feel like they think it's too much or too long? No, it ain't too long when the word of God. But I bet you didn't feel that way when you was out there. When you out there, because we think jumping up, they can say jumping up and down, rolling all over the floor and all that, jumping all over on the pulpit, rolling all over the floor. You know, God not pleased with that. He's not concerned about that. But he ain't. He's not concerned about that. Because all we out there, we want to be seen and want to be watched. That's how we are. God is not impressed. He's not impressed with that. He's not in prayer. He's not concerned about that. Be jumping up and down, roll all over the floor. Because it's too much playing on half of God. It's too much playing around. It's too much playing word at the word of God. It's too much messing with the word of God. So God is not a plaything you can play. He's not no plaything that you can keep playing around. And that's why I see now, that's why churches are getting shut down now. I see where a lot of churches are closed down because we being so hard-headed. We be so hard-headed and we just do whatever we want to do. I see that now. It's been shut down. So it's going to continue to get way worse than that. It's going to keep on getting way worse. Because we got too much trying to be saying, I'm the pastor. Oh, I run this. Oh, I'm the pastor. They gonna do it. I say I'm the okay. But you be careful how you talk to God's people and say you do as they say. But guess what? You gonna find yourself. You might be on that right out the door. You might be out the door next. You might be right out that door. And you may same way you go. It'll sure come right back at you. Cause a lot of them don't realize that. Some of them don't even realize it. They'll be all right on out the door. So that's why we got to stop treating, talk to God's people any kind of way. But we think, and like you said, during the message, like we talk about that, the houses, it's my house, it's my money, it's my car and all that. Well, guess what? That's God's car. That's God's money. And that's God's truck. And that's God's house. Everything belongs to God. Even though it tells us, yeah, we are the church, but the church is in your heart. We are the church. But that's why we got to stop saying everything belongs to us. It always come about mind this. Yeah, and my girlfriend, and my girlfriend and all that. But I tell you what if you didn't have no girl? What if? Because God can really, he can take away from you. And you won't have nobody. He sure will show you. He will show you and he will tell you. he will show you. That's why some of them ought to be careful what they ask for. And they really might get it, what they ask for. And that's the truth. We got to be real careful. What we say, how we think everything belongs to us. Well, we think about everything that belongs to us. Talk about the house alone, and my house, and my car this, my car that, the truck this, and money this, money that. But we know everything belongs to God. Everything belongs to Jesus. And that's why we got to always got to know everything don't belong to us. Everything don't belong to us. And even that's why what we say, even on these church lines, everything belongs to God. Even like that church line, everything belongs to God. That church line belongs to God. That's God's line. Every prayer line belongs to God. Huh? Everything belongs to Jesus. We're not running. God is one. He in control. He in charge. Yeah, use the man of God. Yeah, use the man of God. Use him. Use the man of God. Yeah, use him. Keep using people covered by his, keep him covered because he's covered by the blood. He's covered. That we all are covered by the blood. Using him like he ever used before. You're like, you like, cover y'all are covered by his blood. We all are covered by his blood. Cover him because you are covered by the blood. We all are covered. Everything belongs to Jesus. Everything belongs to him. Everything belongs to him. Everything that shows belongs to the Lord. That's why I pray we had to know we had to give and put in the Lord's hand. Everything belongs to Jesus. You know, as I was sitting there listening, I was listening about your daughter. But even though God was, he would turn that thing around, she will live.
Amen.
You know, she will live.
Amen.
God is God going to do the work in her life. So
amen.
God will change that situation. It's going to be changed. That change that situation around because she is covered by the blood, of Jesus.
That's right.
She is covered by his blood. She is covered by the blood. He will cover. She will live. She will live, and she will not die. She will live. That's right. She will live.
Thank
and I was in that list. She will live. That's why I was so glad to hear. Glad to help Pastor Millie on yesterday. I thank God that I had a chance to hear her yesterday. And I just truly say I really enjoyed on yesterday. Her voice on yesterday. I ain't heard her in a while, but I thank God for that. You know, it's a blessing to hear her voice, hear her on yesterday. Glad to hear. I just thank God what I heard. May God continue to bless him in the world what I heard on yesterday. I really truly heard on the word of God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus Frazier. Thank you for coming and honoring the Lord with your comment. And it's not about us. It's about showing that you appreciate God. And you appreciate his word. And it gives him honor. And we do that. Amen. Thank you so much, man of God. And we will talk to you later. Thank you so much. Everything you said was good. Everything you said was right. Amen. Amen. People have to understand that we are only stewards of what God has given. The job is not ours. The ministry is not ours. It shall belong to the Lord. And he will teach us how to be good stewards of what he has given us. Because it's all his. The job is his. The children are his. The husband, everybody.
Hallelujah.
We have to be good stewards and honor God through doing good with whatever he has given us. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm glad you mentioned the job thing again. Because some people say, my job, my this, my that. Yeah, we do say my. But our God, my God, owns it all. Our God, he owns it all. And we have to honor him by doing what's right with it. Amen. Glory to God. Line is open. Thank you, Jesus. All the prayers that's going up, Lord. Hallelujah. Absolutely. There'll be no more comments, Pastor. If you don't mind, sir, we'll go ahead and close. If there's no more to be said.
Yeah, that's what I said, but my phone was on mute. I was scared of calling Bishop, but my phone was on mute. Yeah, because Nancy came in and she was talking to the dog. Yeah, she was talking to the dog, so I didn't want you all to hear her talking to the dog. You know, the dog here is so smart that once you turn on, when you turn on the, in my bedroom, it has a shower, you know, full bathroom, but it's a shower, no tub. But in Sarai bath, got a tub. So once you turn on that faucet, that tub faucet, that dog jumps right in the tub. Love to go to the bath. She don't care who going to take a bath. She go. She, once that tub water runs, if you turn on the shower, she don't go. But once she hear that water run in the tub, she jumps. She think it's for her.
Wow.
And Nancy told you, know, you're not getting a tub today.
The one over here, this one over here, she runs from the bath. She don't like it. I think she got some cat in her. She cannot. She don't want no bath.
Yeah. Men just love the tub. Once she hear that water, she jump right in the tub. You don't even have to lift her in the tub. She jumps right in the tub, and she stands up in there, wait till the water gets to where it's supposed to be, and then she wants to be shampooed and all that stuff.
Wow.
Look at this girl.
That's
so
good.
Now she's going to walk it. Now she said, no, the tub is not for you, so I had to put my phone on mute. So I said, going to walk it. She take it for a walk. Dog love the water. Now, Bishop, you can go ahead and close. Yeah, you can close this up when you're ready, Bishop. And keep me posted how your granddaughter is doing, okay?
We sure will throughout the day, sir. Thank you so much.
Definitely.
Thanks for praying.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Now unto him.
Yeah.
Now I'm thinking about his
able.
Yeah. I know sometimes we just blank stuff. He's got telling me to go here. I won't do it. Please. I'm not doing anything. I'm not trying to bring any comment. I just really, really. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling and to present us all this in the presence of his glory with the exceeding joy for the only wise God who is able to keep us. Thank you, Lord. We have dominion, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Amen.
Talk to you later, Bishop. Talk to you later. All is well, though. We know all is well, so we expect a good report. Hallelujah. And the Lord will give her the strength. The Lord will give her the strength she needs to fight. After the service, to fight. Hallelujah.
Yes.
God bless you all. God bless you all.
Thank you.
Later. Later. Amen. Later.